Let's review the yearly blood work so you can understand how do you sort of get a gauge and continue to help you to understand how to take care of your body. Your CBC, so you're getting one all your normal ranges for white blood cells and red blood cells. If those are off, we just covered all about what do those mean when they're high or low. Now, if platelets are high, I would add in the omega plus turmeric, and then I would be looking at the lifestyle approach of how we eat. Checking your cholesterol levels when doing blood work, big thing that a lot of people get wrong. We're only looking at total cholesterol. This one doesn't tell us too much from a perspective of your mortality risk or your risk of a heart event. You got to dig deeper because LDL, HDL, triglycerides. So you want 25% of your total cholesterol to be HDL. So if it's 200, you want this HDL to be at least 50. You want your triglycerides to be twice as much as your HDL. So if these are 50, we don't want triglycerides above 100. So you want them to be less than 2 times. So I kind of said that a little bit backwards. So triglycerides divided by HDL should be less than 2. So half of your triglycerides, if you cut them in half, should be equal to HDL. And then finally with LDL, we want to be looking at the particle size. We want the small ones to be lower. We don't want a lot of small particle sizes. We want them to be larger. Until you know those numbers along with CRP, which I'll talk about it in a second, you don't really know your status of your risk of is there a problem because your body's producing the cholesterol and you're normal compared to the person next to you could be very different. Number three, we have sugar levels. So look in your blood, how is your fasting insulin? A lot of people don't measure this one. Between 2 and 6 means your metabolism's working well. If it's high, then you've got work to do on your liver and your metabolism. A1C, but longer term burn on your sugar burner. See how efficient you're burning it. And then glucose is gonna be your more shorter term. But we want to see that below 100, not spiking too high. So in your blood, we're looking at your cells, platelets, red blood cells, white blood cells. We're looking at your cholesterol. We're looking at your sugars. So we're looking at your fats. Then you can start taking a look at specific organs. So the kidney, I would be looking at your GFR to see if there's any damage happening there. We could be looking at inflammation, especially what is it doing to the heart or the brain. And so these different inflammation markers, measure those, like CRP is very specific typically for the heart, where lactate dehydrogenase can be specific for different organs. Platelets is the blood inflammation, homocysteine. All of these tell us if inflammation is present, if they are abnormal and high. That matters because you need to make lifestyle changes. You need to change your nutrition. You need to change how you're working out, stress levels. You need to do the challenge. Follow the Living a Daily Lifestyle. That's what combats this. Check the health of your liver, AST, ALT, and ferritin. Those are the three main numbers. Keep in mind that AST can be tied into other organs as well, but it's still a good predictor of the liver itself. Check the health of your thyroid. Make sure you do not forget antibodies or peroxidase, because you can't tell the full picture again, just like cholesterol, until you know if an antibody's involved, you don't have a thyroid problem, you have a gut problem. The thyroid's just taking the side effects of it. Check the immune health. My favorite there is vitamin D3. Ideally, chest tech D3, not D2. Make sure you're looking at D3. And then finally, you can look at B vitamins, just to see, now that you know a lot more about them. So those recommendations are right here for you. A lot of people asking, hey, what would I get at a blood test? This is a simplified version of some recommendations to take a peek, because you're measuring a lot of different organs in a lot of different sections, but it helps you, like no one taught me that, of making it a little more simple of, oh, I see how I can measure multiple different areas of my body.